266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Dozens of hostages have to wait another day to be freed in Gaza after an agreement was delayed at least a day. Reporter Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
Israeli officials say they will not release the list of 50 women and children who Hamas is expected to free in exchange for a four-day ceasefire and Israel releasing 150 Palestinian prisoners. The delay hit many of the families who have been suffering since Hamas captured their loved ones on October 7th hard. Israeli officials say they expect the deal will go through and could begin Friday.
Even if there's a temporary ceasefire, humanitarian groups say more is needed. Dave DeCamp is news editor of antiwar.com.
It is good that there's at least some aid going to be let in and that the Palestinians on the ground are going to get some relief from these airstrikes, even just for a few days. But if you listen to what the aid groups are saying, you know, they're saying we don't need to let more aid in. We need to stop this.
The FBI says terrorism does not appear to be connected to a fiery car crash at the border crossing in Niagara Falls that killed two people. New York Governor Kathy Hochul describes the accident.
This vehicle basically incinerated. Nothing is left but the engine. The pieces are scattered over 13, 14 booths.
The balloons are inflated and ready to head south from Central Park in Manhattan for today's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade that kicks off in about an hour and a half. These kids had their favorites as they watched the preparations last night.
The Minion.
Minion's the best.
Yeah.
My favorite was the Santa.
The Pokemon one.
My favorite balloon is Bluey.
Workers at Macy's stores in Washington State plan a three-day strike starting tomorrow on Black Friday, one of the busier shopping days of the year. CBS News correspondent Linda Kenyon reports.
They're planning the walkout, claiming unfair labor practices and the failure to reach a new contract deal between Macy's and the union. As one union member put it, the company cannot operate without its workers.
I don't think that they're going to be able to staff the stores properly, and if they can, it's going to be a mess.
Records show Macy's reported profits of over $1 billion in 2021. In 2022, while employees have been struggling under low wages and low staffing levels.
Only about 8% of Macy's full and part-time workers are represented by a union. Guns N' Roses star Axl Rose is facing a lawsuit filed by a former model who claims he sexually assaulted her.
Sheila Kennedy says the drugs and booze were flowing that night in 1989, and at some point she tried to leave. But according to her lawsuit, Rose dragged her like a caveman back into his suite and allegedly attacked her.
Monica Ricks reporting. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Flags across Wisconsin are lowered to honor the victims of the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, which happened 2 years ago Wednesday. Six people were killed and 60 others were injured. A permanent memorial was dedicated in Waukesha on Tuesday. Wisconsin deer hunters registered more than 92,000 deer over the opening weekend of the gun season. That's a 16% drop from last year and 10% lower than the five-year average. Jeff Pritzel is with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
That wasn't unexpected because of comparing last year. We had snow cover. We didn't this year. And so we kind of anticipated we wouldn't hit last year's opening weekend marks.
It was one of the safest opening weekends on record. Only two people were injured by gunshots. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
Bucks can't stop the Celtics. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks came up short in Boston, losing to the Celtics 119-116. That snapped the Bucks' five-game winning streak. Giannis Antetokounmpo says they've got to do a better job defending against the three-point shots.
We just got to be better. Got to better the ones shoot a lot of threes. They get comfortable by shooting threes. They play well when they shoot threes. And then they're able to break down your defense and drive the ball, get in the paint, and then drive, kick it out for another three.
And NFL, the Packers placed two players on injured reserve. Rookie tight end Luke Musgrave suffered a lacerated kidney in their win over the Chargers on Sunday. Running back Emmanuel Wilson also on IR with a dislocated shoulder. College football, the Badgers getting ready to face Minnesota. Wisconsin coming off that overtime win against Nebraska. Head coach Luke Fickell.
Most importantly, that when we walked back in here on Sunday, we knew what it was about. You know, we're the most prepared team.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies today with a high of 41. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 20 tonight. Tomorrow, highs around 31. A dusting of snow Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
AUK. AUK.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Welcome back at 7:06 on Up North News Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network on this Monday, November 13th. I'm Pat Breitlow. Selena Heller is here. Greg Bach is here from Waukesha. Kristen Lyerly will be joining us at the bottom of the hour, along with a colleague, a fellow OBGYN from Ohio. And that's because some folks are finding new ways to cheat. And I'm basically talking about conservative politicians, extremists who are looking for ways now to act beyond the Constitution to try to restrict women's health care rights. The voters, you know, spoke with a loud and clear voice in Ohio last week, enshrining women's health protections in an amendment to the state constitution. And yet within days, certain politicians were talking about ways to prevent courts from interpreting that amendment, basically trying to get it so they could ignore part of the Ohio Constitution. So we will talk to Amy Burkett about that coming up in just a bit. If you'd like to reach us, our phone number here is 844-967-2789. You can call that number or text it. You can also use it quickly from the Civic Media app. You'll want to download that if you don't have it already, so you can listen to stations all across the network and the different shows that we have on at different times of day. You can email us, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. And again, upnorthnewswi.com is our homepage for Up North News, a separate entity from Civic Media, but very happy to be part of your mornings here, 5 mornings a week for the Up North News team, which includes Selena Heller, who joins us from the Eau Claire area as well. Selena, for the weekend, you said you went to Mall of America.
Yes, we had a fun little excursion over to the Mall of America. It's about an hour and a half from us, so it's not too far. It's a nice day drive, and we went to the Crayola Experience, and that was so fun. Never been to that before, so...
I've been to the Lego experience there, but I've never been to the Crayola experience. Greg's just smiling like, what is this Mall of America thing, which is 1,000 miles away from Waukesha, but you know,
I love Lego, so I'll go anywhere for it.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You are. But yeah, so
they can make their own crayons and name them. And it was so cool.
Oh, good. So you really like that then?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like it? But how about your daughter? I mean,
yes, she loved it.
It wasn't just like, I can turn her loose for a while and go do some shopping. So you
you pick out a color, a crayon, and then you can type in a name, and then you get a label, and then you put a label on it. So you have your very own crayon with whatever you name it. And then you get a crayon and you melt it into a mold. You can pick a mold. So of course she has a cat crayon. And I mean, there's all sorts of fun things.
Well, that reminds me, speaking of the cat, Whiskers, who is often on camera, but the one time I want to talk about whiskers, nowhere to be found. But speaking of whiskers, was it Kristen who made the comparison that when Whiskers was on screen there just now, looks is pretty much a dead ringer that Greg Bach's beard apparently has a sibling in Eau Claire. Who knew, right?
Just as gray. Yeah. Just as gray.
Gray, soft, luxurious. It's just... So Greg's describing his beard care routine during the break here, which
I said Whiskers was soft and silky because he just had a bath and asked Greg if his beard was soft and silky too.
And of course he's like, well, but of course.
Of course it is. It's very silky. It's smooth. So smooth.
Which I wouldn't bring up if the beard and the cat weren't actually dead ringers for each other. But
okay, now you just took the compliment away.
But of course, once again, I feel like I'm quoting from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That damn cat, you know, is not not on screen the one time you actually want it. It really does. It come when you call.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
he does.
So does my beard. It's weird. I just.
Hey, we missed an important note on this day in history, and it comes our way from Roger as I cover up Greg with the Facebook comment here. What is the role of November 13th in history? And I should have had you just play this. Maybe we'll play the clip later on. It says here, on November 13th, Felix Unger was asked to remove himself from his place of residence. That request came from his wife. Deep down, he knew she was right, but he also knew that someday he would return to her. With nowhere else to go, he appeared at the home of his friend, Oscar Madison. And So begins The Odd Couple.
You know, really quick about The Odd Couple, that a lot of people don't know, it kind of went under the radar, and it was really good. There was a reboot of the TV show with Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon from The State. I mean, and it was really good. And as much as we love Matthew Perry as Chandler, he was born to play Oscar Madison.
I wish I'd have watched it more.
Yeah, it's on Paramount. It's on the Paramount Plus if you have it.
Okay.
I got to be a pigeon sister. We did the play here, and I just loved watching all the boys do their parts. But the pigeon sisters were fun.
Very nice. Selena's working on several stories for Up North News for us this week. Every week. I mean, that's part of the job. Oh, look who showed up. The cat is here. So now the folks watching on Facebook are like, oh, yeah, totally get it now. All right. So now now when I see Greg, I can just go, hello, kitty. So,
yeah, I'm going to call HR real quick.
So with Veterans Day over the weekend, Selena, we let folks know about the veterans homes that you have in Wisconsin. What kind of background are you giving?
Yes, there are three veterans homes in the state of Wisconsin taking care of our nation's heroes. There are about 1,000 spots for all those veterans, and they have wait lists, of course. Everybody wants to get into those, and they're hard to get into, but if you're lucky enough, they have wonderful care. One is in Chippewa Falls, one is in King, and one is in Union Grove. So they all kind of have some neat amenities and some like barber shops and all sorts of different things that veterans can hopefully take advantage of while living there and getting care there for kind of their last days.
Yeah, the Chippewa Falls one is the newest one, and it was one of the last things I was working on in the legislature, but let's be clear, the person spearheading that was my predecessor, Dave Zien, who has been absolutely, you know, tireless. He and I don't agree. Passionate. We don't agree on a lot of things politically, but nobody matches him. Nobody exceeds him in veterans care and helping get that veterans home in Chippewa Falls put up. So it was
my good dad was there. So was he? I spent a lot of time there. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. And then we're going to get to a couple of more in just a moment here. But first, I want to let you know that Christina Laurie's normally here on Tuesdays to talk about what she's preparing for the Up North News daily newsletter. So this would be a good time to tell you what's in today's. One of her articles is about, you know, what is Wisconsin's most iconic food? You know, is it brats? Is it beer? Is it Kringle? Is it cream puffs? And all about how the Food Network editors are trying to come up with a defining dish from every state. There's also an article about how the DNR is asking deer hunters to avoid setting up deer stands against ash trees. because the emerald ash borer has infected and weakened many of those trees. And, you know, I'm sure most folks wouldn't be surprised to hear that many of the injuries that happen to hunters happen because of deer stands. And so you want you want to avoid the ash trees for that reason. There's also an article today about 50 classics from almost everyone's high school reading list. And then finally, and this touches on, you know, what we will talk about in our next half hour, what would a Wisconsin free from severe restrictions on women's healthcare choices look like? It comes back to a discussion we had on the radio a week ago today as Democratic lawmakers introduced a package of bills to remove abortion care limits that have been imposed by Republicans. Now, again, the bills aren't going to pass, you know, anytime soon, but it's important that folks around Wisconsin see what the state could look like if women were free to make their own decisions about their health care. Conversely, you have that Ohio constitutional amendment that conservatives are now trying to work their way around, and we'll have coverage of that with Kristen Lyerly and Dr. Amy Burkett from Ohio coming up in just a bit. First, it's time to tell you that the forecast from meteorologist from the meteorologist at Weatherology are coming up in just a sec here, but I wanted to get those 7 o'clock temperatures and bring them up for you. There we go. Lake Wissota is at 36 right now. Hayward is 39. Park Falls, 36. Wausau is at 39. Green Bay, 41. La Crosse is 35. Wisconsin Rapids, 38 degrees right now. Oshkosh, 42. Madison, 43. And Waukesha, 41. There we go. Now, here's Jennifer Fuchitsky from Weatherology to tell us more about a very good-looking day today. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning, and it really is a pretty decent looking day today, and actually a pretty calm forecast throughout the week with not too much movement until the end of the work week. Sunshine across the board today and above average temperatures as well as a warm front pushes through. Most of the state should be in the 40s, but mid to upper 50s expected for all the listening areas today. Tuesday, sunny for southern Wisconsin, a bit more cloud cover, partial sunshine from Oshkosh through central and west central Wisconsin. Temperatures pretty similar to today, mid to upper 50s, around 60 degrees as a high pressure system settles in. Wednesday, sunny for all, looks like a little warmer for some, low to mid 60s from Richland Center through Madison and over towards Milwaukee, and then still mid to upper 50s Amory through Wausau and over towards Oshkosh. Thursday looks like cloudier, becoming mostly cloudy for everyone. Temperatures once again fairly similar to Wednesday. Then by Friday to round out the work week, sunshine expected for all, but a little cooler as a cold front pushes through. Upper 40s to low 50s expected for southern Wisconsin, still slightly above average for those locations. And then mid to low 40s from Oshkosh northward, which will actually be more of an average forecast for this time of the year.
All right, Jennifer, I love hearing all the sunshine in there. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too.
Let's check some sports at 7:17. Packers lost in Pittsburgh 23-19. The Packers dropped to 3-6 on the season, and they have dropped 5 out of 6 since starting the season, 2-1. Packers will next play at Lambeau Sunday at noon against the LA Chargers. The Bucks are in Chicago tonight to take on the Bulls. They have a 2-game losing streak going after losing Saturday in Orlando. It's also their second game without Damian Lillard, who has a sore left calf. You can hear those Bucks games on several stations around the Civic Media Radio Network. They include WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center, Oshkosh Air Support, Lake Air in Amory, WRJN in Racine, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, and 98Q Country in Park Falls. Badger football team lost at home 24-10 to Northwestern. That's now 3 straight losses, and they are at Camp Randall again this coming Saturday to take on Nebraska. Selena Heller is with us, and we'll talk more about the stories that she's putting together for us at our website, upnorthnewswi.com, in just over 60 seconds. Wherever you're listening across the state on this sunny here on the lake Monday morning, when you're here, you're up north. Back in a sec.
This is the Shaw WAUK.
You probably heard the quote, friends are family you choose. It's also the idea behind the other Thanksgiving holiday, Friendsgiving. Some credit shows, like Friends, for starting this trend by featuring a day meant to celebrate with those who aren't your relatives. And when to gather is up to you. Many celebrate just before Thanksgiving, while others wait until after the official holiday. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
A-K-K-K-K-K.
It's a Monday morning. This is Up North News Radio. It is 7:20. Pat Kreitlow here in Chippewa Falls. Selena Heller in Eau Claire. Greg Bach is bebopping for Little Prince down in Waukesha right now. And across Wisconsin, you're going to see the unofficial state flag being flown throughout the course of the week when you see hunters hanging out their blaze orange hunting gear to get it aired out and sent free before the deer hunting season starts. And Selena, that gun deer season gets started. Can't believe it's already coming this Saturday, right?
Oh my gosh, yes, bright and early. You know, I got to get out there.
Yeah.
I've hunted in lots of years. So, you know, my brothers make me walk through the woods and there's known to be bears.
Yes.
So to get to my spot in the dark, and I'm like, can't you just like drive me on the like ATV or something like that? Nope, I have to walk through a hill and whatever in the dark, and I don't like it.
Brothers are the worst.
Yeah, that's
basically the bottom line.
Greg's not even gonna try. It's like yep,
especially when that's a baby brother. Oh, we are the absolute worst.
Mine
are both older.
my experience is also similar, just in driving, helping to drive deer. But as I've mentioned before, when you're doing that part, the driving, you're walking, and of course then you're not necessarily, you don't want to be noisy, but you don't have to be like, completely silent. But once that drive is done, and if you're just sitting someplace, you have to be quiet. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we've met, but I'm not very good at the quiet part of that.
Just halfway through hunting, he's just like, have you seen The Breakfast Club? It's a great movie.
I don't even know what I would say or talk about, but at some point, Dad walked me over to the pickup truck and turned on the radio and said, here, just sit in here, listen to the radio, which I loved because being such a radio head at the time, I was just like, yeah, I can tune in all these stations and listen to what's going on. And I hear a pow-pow. Something must be going on out there. So not all of us born to hunt. We may be very supportive of hunting, and trust me, we are, but it's not for everybody. So Selena, at no point you don't have I got my one deer, with a mercury tracer, but but not one by hunting.
Deer I ever pulled the trigger on, I hit, and it was a buck running with two does, and I aimed at the buck and I hit it. I don't know how.
Wow.
Miraculous. I have no idea. My brothers came out of the woods and they're like, who got this? And I'm like, me.
Right, and they're right away suspicious, like, nope, I'm pretty sure there was a shooter on the grassy knoll over here.
No, I did.
Still fighting to get credit for it. Another story that you're putting together and a project called Heart Spirits, and its tie-in to the ongoing effort to call more attention to the plight of missing and murdered Indigenous women. Tell us more about that.
Yes, we have a problem in this state, and so much so that the state created a task force missing and murdered Indigenous women. And so a lot of people have just gone missing. They're abducted, trafficked. So students are even getting involved, which is kind of a neat thing, a neat project they're doing to bring awareness to the problem called Heart Spirits, and that's in Black River Falls. And they've invited legislators, elders, tribal elders, and a lot of people to the school, and they make a heart, a clay heart, and then display them in the school, one for each missing and murdered person in Wisconsin. And then they pay special attention to the Indigenous women, and then they give the hearts to families in the spring when they have a powwow. So it's kind of a neat whole process, and they get a lot of people involved, and they involve a lot of the Native American students who are in the school district as part of the project, really pay special attention to the culture and awareness of that whole situation.
Yeah, I mean, you've got cultural issues that are at play there, as well as different law enforcement jurisdictions, which might make, right, you know, a case very much more difficult to work on. And so right now, it really is at a point of trying to call more attention to the problem before you can truly fight the problem, is make more people aware that it exists and that, you know, your help may be necessary.
Right. And you mentioned the jurisdiction, because, you know, this, the sovereignty issues and municipal law enforcement don't know where their boundaries are, and the tribal law enforcement, they have their own entities too. So they don't know, okay, where it happened here and can I go here? So there's a lot of confusion.
Mm-hmm. So look for that story on our website as well. And then National Signing Day for high school athletes. This one, I think it's great. These student athletes, they work really hard. And I imagine these high school students being recruited and then they're signing letters of intent. That didn't happen to somebody like me. It was more like, in hindsight, there should have been a letter of intent that I signed with, you know, Shenanigans on Water Street. Like, okay, I'm going to college and I will be... I'll be frequenting your establishment rather than, say, the football team or something.
Today we signed Patty Shenanigans.
Well, it started with Trader and Trapper, but that's not there anymore. So then it was Shenanigans.
If there was like a radio show signing, maybe that could be for you.
That would have been great. Yeah, WUEC in Eau Claire is proud to announce that this idiot from Apple Valley is going to be working with us now. No, what tell us about the actual purpose of National Signing Day for the athletes.
Well, you know, it's become a big celebrated day. It never used to be, but, you know, you put a TV camera in front of these high school kids and make some backdrops and your colors of your new college and balloons. And it's become a kind of a big deal for all these kids that have been, you know, deciding where to go to college, where they're going to play baseball. So this signing day was excluded football and basketball. So for the other sports, and, you know, they don't have to sign on this day, but many do to, you know, get the pomp and circumstance of it all. But they haven't until August 1st. To sign. This is the signing period. But, you know, for parents and the kids, it's a big deal. And it's, you know, just a fun day to, you know, have them say what they're going to do. And they get to play after high school.
All right. I don't know why you're putting the ball on the tee for Greg to rip into me for being an old man, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. You know, back in my day, we didn't have letters of intent. We also didn't have gender reveals. And prom was done in the gym. Oh, it wasn't $1,000 affair with everything. And training camp for the NFL, you used to just go to camp. Now it's a big production, the NFL. Everything has to be a production.
Are you done, Grandpa?
There we go. That's what I was waiting for. Okay.
I feel better. Is Grandpa Pat, did he get out again?
These are nice achievements. It's just that everything is an event now.
This is more for the parents, though. Like, kids don't want this stuff. Parents want this stuff. They want the attention. The kids don't care.
Yeah,
they might.
I don't think as much as the parents do.
Yeah.
Kids playing in college like that.
Hey, if it involves a scholarship and you're saving some serious money.
Yeah, then tuition, that's good.
Yeah, then that works. Definitely works in their favor. So Selena's got these stories and more. Check us out over at upnorthnewswi.com and her visits here on Monday mornings. Thank you, Selena. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you a little later today.
You too. All right. All right. See you later.
See ya. Now, when we come back, we're going to turn back to the more serious discussion of – voters in more than half a dozen states have already made clear that they are not going to stand for abortion bans, and they are going to constitutionally protect a woman's right to her reproductive health care. And yet, just days after the Ohio amendment passed, conservatives are talking about ways to cheat and get around it. So we'll talk to an OBGYN from Ohio, joining Dr. Kristen Lyerly next. You're up north.
The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Humanitarian aid trucks could start flowing more freely tomorrow into Gaza if a short-term ceasefire goes into effect, part of the agreement to free 50 more hostages. The BBC's Yolan Nell in Jerusalem.
This could go up to 200 to 300, we're told, and crucially could include fuel going into Gaza as well, although aid agencies have been warning that still, with the restrictions on access, this is not enough to make a huge difference in the humanitarian situation there.
The Rainbow Bridge linking Canada and the U.S. in Niagara Falls is back open after a deadly car crash yesterday afternoon sparked fears of terrorism. Erie County Sheriff John Garcia.
A tragic accident occurred and two lives were lost. However, every precaution was taken to ensure the safety of the community.
Get ready for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, set to launch in just an hour.
My favorite part is getting to see all the cool balloons and floats.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers has pardoned another 82 people, mostly for low-level drug offenses or minor theft. Evers has now pardoned over 1,100 people in his time in office. That's significantly more pardons than any other governor in state history. About a third of those pardoned Wednesday were convicted of possessing or selling marijuana. Felons are eligible for a pardon 5 years after the end of their criminal sentence and cannot have any pending criminal charges or be registered sex offenders. Wisconsin officials are confirming the latest case of bird flu in the state. The Department of Agriculture says more than 51,000 chickens at a poultry farm in Trempealeau County were euthanized to contain the virus. Five birds were infected in a backyard in Taylor County earlier this year. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies today with a high of 41. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 20 tonight. Tomorrow, highs around 31. A dusting of snow Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
Small businesses are the heartbeat of our community. They bring unique products, personal service, and a sense of belonging. Small Business Saturday is just around the corner, but why wait? Shop locally every day, because together we're stronger. This message brought to you by Mary Jane's Hemp Shop at 335 Main Street in Waukesha. Stop in or call 414-202-5290. That's 414-202-5290. Or log on to MaryJanesHempShop.com.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Small businesses are the heartbeat of our community. They bring unique products, personal service, and a sense of belonging. Small Business Saturday is just around the corner, but why wait? Shop locally every day, because together we're stronger. This message brought to you by Mary Jane's Hemp Shop at 335 Main Street in Waukesha. Stop in or call 414-202-5290. That's 414-202-5290. Or log on to MaryJanesHempShop.com.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Here, Terry Bell joining us with three things you need to know to start the week. We're visited, we visit once again now with Dr. Kirsten Lyerly and also Dr. Amy Burkett from Ohio for reasons we've discussed earlier. What's happening in Ohio just days after a constitutional amendment passed. Dr. Amy, good morning. And first off, congratulations for as long as it lasted.
Good morning, and thank you so much. It is still a victory despite what's going through the news cycle.
Yes, let's dwell on that for a second. What did you think of the result when you saw the numbers?
We were right where we thought we were going to be. I would have really liked to have been over 60%. Not going to lie, I would have liked to have shown them that even though we defeated the August add-on election, it would have been really nice to have that in our pocket too. But we were right where we thought we were going to be. We were right where the polling had shown post Dobbs, I'm just so proud and honored that Ohioans stood with the doctors and said, no, we are not going to let you take away our reproductive rights. We don't care how gerrymandered we are. We don't care who is in, you know, the legislature in Columbus. We want our reproductive rights protected, and we're willing to go to the polls and put it in our Constitution to do so.
Which you would think, you know, the Constitution, there it is. It's the ultimate law of the land. And yet, After the vote, on Friday, the state Republican Party in Ohio unveiled a new tactic trying to stop the courts from allowing the new amendment to take effect. In a press release, they said, to prevent mischief by pro-abortion courts with issue one, Ohio legislators will consider removing jurisdiction from the judiciary over this ambiguous ballot initiative. The Ohio legislature alone will consider what, if any, modifications to make to existing law based on public hearings and input from legal experts on both sides. And that's a very long way of saying we're going to cheat. We don't care about democracy. But I especially love this line, Dr. Amy, removing jurisdiction from the judiciary, as if you can just do that to a co-equal branch of government.
There are some creative things going on in Columbus. It's some of it's just, you know, trying to rattle up their base and trying to give them some sort of thought that maybe they can sort of go around and get the things the way they want it, despite the fact of what the clearly majority of people want in Ohio. So I think it's interesting that in Ohio, we are going to take it right to the Supreme Court because they know that that's where we're going to go because the legislature is not an option. In Michigan, they're sort of where they have the legislature. They're saying, okay, you know what, we're going to sue and say this is unconstitutional under the U.S. Constitution because they don't have control in Michigan. So two different approaches to two different legislatures and who's in control. It's been some very interesting political scrambling in my little ACOG district, my little world.
They're throwing whatever they can at the wall just to see what's going to stick. And I think one of the most interesting things that we've seen is that Republicans like Nikki Haley and Ronna McDaniel, the chairwoman of the Republican Party, are trying to take a moderate stance. And they're saying things like, let the people choose, which is what we saw in Ohio and in other red states like Kansas, Kentucky, and Montana. Seven states have had ballot initiatives like this where we've seen these kinds of outcomes. The people have overwhelmingly stood up for the right to make their own healthcare decisions. stood up for abortion access. 11 more ballot initiatives are coming in 2024. Yep. That is the voice of the people. And we know that for Democrats, this is a winning issue. But for us and for our patients and for their families, this isn't an issue. This is about freedom. It's about having the freedom to make our most personal healthcare decisions without political interference. That's what the people want. And that's what we saw in Ohio.
100%. And we saw that in other states too. Look at what Virginia did. Virginia, you know, they tried to sell this idea of 15 weeks as a like middle ground. And people were like, absolutely not. We do not want a middle ground. We want what the doctors say is right. And not only did they keep control, I believe, in the Senate, but they took over their house. In Pennsylvania, the Supreme Court there was up, and the gentleman who won ran on a platform of reproductive rights, and he said, I will protect these. People have come out and said, we used to not vote on this, but it's very clear if we don't, we're going to lose it, and we're not going to have that anymore.
Couldn't agree more.
Looking at some of the other states as well, we have in Kansas, which kind of started this all with voters saying, no, this is about our freedom. And yet, despite voters overwhelmingly deciding to keep abortion rights in the state constitution, the legislature there is still trying to pass laws that would restrict abortion access. And then there's a little place called Wisconsin, where after, again, a new state Supreme Court justice was elected with an overwhelming majority, the talk immediately turned, Kristen, toward impeaching Janet Protasiewicz. Again, no different than the referendum. They're trying to overturn the will of the voters.
Mm-hmm. Right. And here in Wisconsin, we don't have the option of a ballot initiative like this. So all we can do in Wisconsin is elect Democrats. And I intentionally say Democrats, because the Republicans, as much as they like to talk about freedom, have clearly been actively working to take away our freedoms here in Wisconsin for years with all of these little trap laws and barriers and restrictions. So there is, in Wisconsin, no other way out of this besides electing Democrats.
Amy, the partisan part of it, those are strong words from Kristen, but deservedly so, not just because of what politicians try to appear moderate and then they're not when they get elected, but U.S. Supreme Court justices themselves, essentially that conservative majority has perjured themselves by saying during their confirmation hearings that Roe v. Wade was settled law, and because of stare decisis, there was no real reason to go back until, of course, they had the votes. And so, I mean, that is the ultimate bad faith argument. And I've got to think now with this news in Ohio, if there was going to be any faith or trust in respecting the will of the voters, it probably disappeared on Friday.
100%. I think that as soon as we started to hear them coming out with ways to go around the will of the people clearly spoke, despite how much misinformation and outright lies were out there. The people have clearly said, we read the amendment. We know what it says. We know what you put in that summary that's not true. And we're voting for our reproductive rights. And so now they said, well, we only want to hear from the people if the people let us be in charge and let us run the show. So I think that hopefully we will continue to see that awakening in 2024 and start to see our legislature swing the other way where it belongs and brings a voice back to the people in Columbus.
How many different ways do the people have to say this is what we want in Ohio? I mean, they have said it the Republicans have been obfuscating in so many different ways. I mean, look at what happened with the previous election where they tried to change the rules to the game. And then they summarized what is a pretty easy to read amendment in a very partisan and non-objective way. There have been all of these different ways that they've tried to fool the people into voting against their own best interests.
Yeah, I think that there's this, like you said, this throwing things at the wall to see what will stick, and nothing is sticking right now. They cannot fool the people anymore. They took away Roe, which a lot of people saw as the backstop. They said, okay, they do these little trap laws, these little restrictions. The docs say that's not good. But, you know, I still have some access in my state. And when you stripped that and people lived under 12 weeks of no abortion access and they were worried about their health and safety of their daughters, their nieces, their wives, their grandchildren, people changed and people have realize that if they don't vote on this, it's going to get taken away from them. And I really hope to see the momentum we have built for this in 2023 carry through to 2024, where we put people up and say, if you're not going to protect our rights, our basic rights to evidence-based medicine, we are not voting for you. We will find a new candidate. We will find a new representative who speaks our voice.
I want to jump on that issue of the ballot summary that Republicans wrote. And as noted in news reports, it's longer than the actual amendment, as you said. And it, for example, the amendment guarantees the right of a person to continue their pregnancy, protects that decision from state interference. But the new ballot language flipped that, claiming the amendment would, quote, always allow an unborn child to be aborted if in the treatment physician's determination the abortion is necessary to protect the pregnant woman's life or health. It also, the amendment, protects multiple categories of reproductive decisions, including contraception, fertility treatment, continuing pregnancy, miscarriage care, and abortion. But the altered ballot language only lists abortion. While the amendment uses the medical term fetus, the new ballot language has substituted unborn child, phrasing that inserts personal views regarding the beginning of life. Again, this is political malpractice. And unfortunately, Amy, they got away with it, but they didn't when the voters actually went to the ballot.
Yeah, they got away with it because the Supreme Court, we now list whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. I'm not sure why a judge should be a Republican or a Democrat, but we list that. And so people vote down the ticket that way. I think people are going to think twice about that because nobody thought that language was good. If you actually wanted the truth. Now, if you didn't want the truth, that language looked really good to you because it was politicized. It was meant to pull at your heartstrings. And every English teacher I know would say, how can the summary be longer than the actual amendment? Just put the amendment there. But they didn't want
that's
that.
That's crazy.
That would be the word summary kind of comes into play on this rather than detailed explanation. So where do you go from here? You've already alluded to the 2024 elections for legislature. Are people back to having to raise money for legal challenges to all of this as well? Where do you go after your 5 hours of peace and quiet before things got crazy again?
Well, certainly you have a party because I think we, deserve that. But yeah, the money doesn't stop, right? There's already in the works from the Democrats a bill to repeal a lot of the laws. And in fact, Attorney General Yost was kind enough to put out a document saying which laws he thought could be repealed based on the amendment, even though the opposition has said that nothing can be repealed. We actually have a document from our Attorney General that says what could be repealed. And so that's a great place to start building some legislation. Now, do we think that legislation is going to, swiftly go through committee and to the floor and be passed? I mean, that would be what should happen, right, based on the people passing an amendment. But I don't think any of us think that's going to happen. So we realize we're going to have to use the courts. And we're going to have to hope that the courts actually do the right thing.
And I suppose for you and for Dr. Lyerly, as members of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, these ACOG meetings and briefings are, not going to get any easier, Kristen.
No, but we're ready. We are undeterred, we know that this is, we've been fighting this our whole career. And, you know, frankly, for Dr. Amy and myself, this was an issue when we got into medicine. It has continued to decay. And now we are in this situation where we're finally feeling like we can do something about this. So this victory in Ohio is a huge victory, but there's so much more to do. But we're battle ready. And, you know, we stand with the people. We know that what the people want. We sit in exam rooms with our patients and hear their stories. So it's incumbent upon us as physicians who care for people and families to get out there and use our voices and to compete on the stage that politicians have brought this issue to.
Kristen Lyerly and Dr. Amy Burkett, thank you so very much for this update. I wish it was under better circumstances, but as we've said repeatedly here, the people are on your side. So good luck. Amy, thank you again.
Thanks.
All right. And Kristen, you have a great day. We'll see you for Hometown Health on Thursday.
Can't wait.
All right. Terry Bell, Civic Media News Director, has three things you need to know to start the week. Right after this, you're up north. In a couple of years, they have
built a home, sweet home. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Roll into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
That would be that would be where Chad Holmes would normally come in, and while we await his arrival, it's also the theme that you have for his show of 8 to 10 weekdays on Bull Falls Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I love Genesis. I love Genesis.
Well, that's a good thing that Chad picked it then, because Chad, you missed it, but Greg thinks your theme song has a good beat and you can dance to it, because he was. So, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks. You're definitely between seasons here, where there's still one or two final duties for fall left, but winter high school sports, they're getting ready to go quickly.
Oh, yeah. They start tonight.
Tonight. Yeah. Okay. Well, what are you doing specifically?
I am doing Marathon High School girls basketball tonight, season opener, earliest night you can start.
Okay.
On the schedule. And then I have Newman on Thursday and Wausau West on Friday. So for the next 4 or 5 months, I'm going to be bouncing my head off a lot of walls here because I didn't sleep. But no, it's so much fun. It's really looking forward to it. It's, you know, it gets me through the winters. I'll tell you that much. I'm not much of a skier or anything else, even with the Granite Peak right behind me. So.
Oh no, I'm the same way. When people say, "What is your favorite winter recreational activity?" I say, "There's a hot tub right outside the deck here," and that's.
You have a hot tub.
I do. I thought maybe you were gasping again that I didn't engage in any winter sports here. Greg's been very judgmental today. I don't like pickles. He was very upset about that.
I didn't say anything about tofu, did I? I didn't say anything about tofu.
So where are you on tofu, Greg?
Love it.
This is why this is going to work with me and Greg. With your spouse, you kind of want to be on the same page here, but Greg and I will truly be the yin and the yang.
Exactly.
Of early morning radio.
You're welcome, so, Civic Media.
So we got that going for us, which is nice. Hey, Chad, you list all these games and you're doing sometimes on the Civic Media app. I think Bull Falls Radio is the only station
that has like all, well, I'm probably wrong, but multiple streams. Like there can be three different streams because you're following all these different games. What's the best way for people to figure out, you know, what you're covering up there on any given night? Is it, you know, on your Twitter feed? Is it somewhere else?
I think, you know, connect with me on Facebook or on Instagram or on Threads or on Twitter. I try to keep everything up to speed. And also if you go to bullfallsradio.com, if you click on the sports link, we have a schedule there as well. So I think those are probably the best ways. I try to make sure that we stay on top of things as best as we can. But sometimes it gets the head spinning a little bit.
Well, I was going to say, how long has it been? When was the last time where you were about to head out the door and you either stopped and said, wait, where am I going? Or you assumed you were going one place and you caught yourself before you went to the wrong school?
As I get older, that happens when I wake up in the morning wondering what day it is and where I'm going that night and whether or not I got. There are days where it's like, you know, on the weekend, I'm thinking, oh, holy cow, I'm late for work. You know, as I get older, it's just crazy. But you're right. There are times you have to think. You have to literally think and miss an exit. When I'm driving somewhere, I miss an exit going to the wrong school. It's craziness. But it scares me a little bit because, I mean, I'm trying to stay very, very sharp here.
In that same vein, when I was running for Congress in 2012 and right near the end of the campaign, you sometimes, you know, stay because it's a big district. And so you'll stay in the little hotels or, you know, some other places. And yeah, there came that time when I woke up in the middle of the night or early in the morning. It was pitch dark and I had no idea where I was. None. It was up the road from you there. I think it's Tomahawk. It's like an American or something like that. That's where I was. I'm like, I am in a small motel in Tomahawk. And I could not think of that when I woke up. This campaign needs to be over soon. And the voter said, yes, Pat, your campaign does need to be over soon.
Pat, go home.
That took care of that.
Go back to your hot tub.
That's right. And instead, we got Sean Duffy and his wife, Rachel, who I bring up just to say that Rachel Campos Duffy, who says more things than we could possibly track and why give it any publicity. But John Oliver this Sunday night ran an endless stream of clips of Rachel Duffy saying, my husband, the congressman, my husband was like, did you know my husband was in Congress? My husband was in Congress.
But Sean and Rachel were on a reality show that I watched as a kid. And then one day I just
saw The Real World.
Yep. And I saw that and I'm like, that's not the same. What? And then you find out he's like I was so disappointed. And they have like 12 kids.
Around there. And they're doing their darndest to keep Newman Catholic here in Wausau.
No doubt about that. Even as they continue, you know, cashing those Fox News paychecks and everything else that comes.
Hey-o! Hey,
you know, good for them. What are you talking about on your show there these days, Mr. Holmes?
The news last night, Pat, last night, the Wausau School Board reversed the merger of Wausau East and Wausau.
Whoa. There's some breaking news.
Whoa.
Massive news. I was surprised. It is really something. So I'm going to be spending a lot of time talking about that today. And on lighter fare, I have three cast members from DC Everts and their weekend musical coming up. So we're going to have the seriousness on the school side. And then later on in this program, we're going to have three incredibly talented young people come in and talk about a production of Catch Me If You Can that's coming to DC Everts this weekend.
So everything else about the consolidation plan with the elementary and the middle school, that's all staying the same?
What happened is, yes, at this point, because there was a proposal put out by Pat McKee, a school board member, to stop the consolidation. But in order to get the votes, it ended up being a 5-4 vote last night. He had to say it was only at this point for the high school that they're going to keep East and West separate. They're going to keep the middle schools the way they are. And at this point, they're going to discuss further the elementary school. So it is craziness. It is really... I don't know in terms of whether or not the superintendent's going to be able to continue in his position because he was very upset that this proposal was coming up, let alone that it was being passed. So there's, I think, going to be it's almost back to square one as far as I can tell.
It's
awfully close, if not all the way there. So, so much to follow. Chad's got it on Bull Falls Radio right after this program. If you're not near the Wausau area, then get yourself over to civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Give a listen or subscribe to it as a podcast and listen on demand. Chad, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a great day. Greg, as always, my great thanks for, you know, being the, are you the yang or the yin?
Well, I'll be, can we, you be whatever you want to be. And I'll, so if you want to be the yin, I'll be the yang.
Okay.
That's like how it. I'm here to have, support you.
It's going on the business cards. All right. Earl Ingram is coming up on many of the other Civic Media radio stations. Coming up next, Stephanie Miller in Madison, James and the Gang in Wisconsin Rapids. Again, you can follow what we do at Up North News at upnorthnewswi.com. Sign up for our newsletter there as well. Remember, wherever you are, all of Wisconsin is America's true up north. We're glad you could be with us for a while up here on the lake. Have a great Tuesday. See you tomorrow.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
It's a wonderful Waukesha tradition and kicks off the holiday season. The 60th annual Christmas parade is Sunday, December 3rd.
Hi, I'm Don Brown. Join me live for all the fun. I'll be catching up with business owners, city leaders, and you before the parade even starts.
Your Waukesha Christmas pre-parade coverage is live Sunday, December 3rd from 3 to 4 p.m. and only on the Shaw 101.1 FM, WAUK 540 AM, and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS